So when you were a child, what did you envision the Tooth Fairy looking like?
Well, when I was a child, I envisioned the Tooth Fairy looking like, here's the interesting thing. I'm not quite too sure what I envisioned the Tooth Fairy looking like. Probably, probably female, small, wings, pink, probably. But by the way, I mean, this is the cool thing about making the movie, is that we get a chance to deliver to the world our version of the Tooth Fairy that's never been seen. We all have thoughts of what the Tooth Fairy or a fairy may look like. So I'm pretty sure that children all around the world never envisioned me as a Tooth Fairy. So the goal is to create a good movie with a great, powerful message, one that can make people laugh and just remember the magnitude and the power that we have and the responsibility of delivering our version of the Tooth Fairy. So I think we did a pretty good job.
I think so too. It was a good one. And actually, Julie's version was very similar to yours.
Oh, the answer?
No, the small pink female.
Oh, right.
What was a typical exchange rate for a tooth when you were a child?
Well, let's see. The exchange rate when I was a child was probably about a dollar or two, depending on whether it was a molar or not. But the Tooth Fairy was always wonderful to me, and I really appreciate that. And I know, today's Tooth Fairy, because there's many Tooth Fairies, by the way, and I know that some Tooth Fairies leave money. Some Tooth Fairies leave little gifts and presents and things like that, which always works too as well. And that was the exchange rate back then. But as long as it's always given with love, which that's what Tooth Fairies do.